Hi, I'm Greg Horn. Welcome to Hope Is Here. I want to talk to you about, have you ever had to just say, help? God, I need help. I read an article recently by a columnist, Nancy Kennedy, and she writes down in Florida mainly, but she has this column called Grace Notes, and I actually saw this article that she wrote recently, and she says, help is the first great universal prayer. And she starts out the article talking about one of her favorite authors is Anne Lamott, L-A-M-O-T-T, and she says, I don't agree with her politics or her theology, but she loves Jesus with a raw, earthly, profound, and honest love. And I guess that's one of the things I want to ask you, just this is a side note from the article, but, you know, is your love for Jesus, is it just raw and just pure and honest love for Jesus? Or do we get sometimes guilty of being in our holy huddles and not looking at what people are doing right and where we see Jesus in them, but focusing maybe on the one or two bad habits that they have and yet ignoring maybe the one or two areas that we struggle with? And we start being a little bit judgmental. And my dad, he was great sometimes. He said, you know, son, I think you're being a little critical there. You've got your measuring stick out, and you're just measuring them by where you think they need to be. And, you know, I want to just kind of suggest to you, like my dad suggested to me, just focus on your box. Take care of the areas of influence inside the box God's entrusted you with. And, you know, as I heard Dwight L. Moody, the famous evangelist, say one time, you know, the person I have the most struggle with is actually the person I look at in the mirror every morning. And if we're brutally honest, that's true. And we like to blame our problems or our situations on other people. And we like to scream, help, you know, God, help me deal with this person. But as I've heard Joyce Meyer say so many times, you know, there's so many people that we let be sandpaper in our lives that kind of rub us the wrong way. But she said, I've got news for you in the next breath. She goes, you're somebody's sandpaper. So, man, let's love people where they're at today, not where they could be, not where they should be, but where they're at. And did three programs, I believe, on a great book that I read a few weeks ago called Everybody Always by Bob Goff. If you're looking for a good summer read, it's not real heavy. It's got some great spiritual stuff, but it's funny. Even made me shed a few tears in a couple parts, but just a great read, an easy read. It's in paperback. I think you can get it on sale even at Christian bookstores at least a couple weeks ago for $12. Probably can get it at Barnes & Noble and places because it's a really popular book right now and a great read. But back to this help article that Nancy Kennedy recently wrote, and she talked about Anne Lamott. She said, Anne in her, you know, for you those of you don't know, and I've forgotten this, is a recovering alcoholic and is not shy about openly telling her story. And, of course, remember Anthony Bourdain, just recently the famous travel expert who traveled all over the world to explore food in different countries and had, you know, drinks with his dinner and tried their country's specific alcohol, maybe drinks that were, you know, maybe kind of culturally specific to these areas of the world. And yet it winds up that after he committed suicide, that it came out that he was an alcoholic. And, you know, I'm not getting into about whether you should drink or not, but I'm just saying that so many times culturally drinking, you know, be aware there may be some people in your life that, you know, maybe they're having more than a couple of drinks, or maybe they're drinking every meal, and maybe there is a problem. So just be aware of that, because it just breaks my heart when somebody like Anthony Bourdain, who has an 11-year-old daughter, I believe it was, takes their own life, that he was hiding numbness and pain in his heart behind alcohol. But Anne Lamott, who is a very popular author, in her book Traveling Mercies, writes about what she sarcastically calls her beautiful moment of converting to being a follower of Jesus. She said it was during the week after her abortion when she stayed home, smoked dope, and she got drunk. She was in her room one night and felt the presence of Jesus, which appalled her. She thought about her brilliant, hilarious, progressive friends and what they would think if she became a Christian. Anne Lamott says, it seemed an utterly impossible thing that simply could not be allowed to happen, she writes. I turned to the wall and said out loud, I would rather die than become a Christian. A week later, as Ann opened the door to her houseboat, she cussed and said to God, "I quit. All right, you can come in my heart." And Nancy Kennedy, the columnist who wrote this article I've read recently called Help, it's the first great universal prayer, says, "I love that." In another of her books, Help, Thanks, Wow, Ann Lamott writes about the freedom in hitting bottom as an alcoholic and seeing that you won't be able to save or rescue your child, your spouse, your career, or even yourself, and the relief in admitting you've reached the place of the great unknowing. That's the time and place where restoration begins. When you're still in the state of trying to fix the unfixable, everything bad is engaged, the chatter of your mind, the tension of your physiology, all the trunks and will-ons you carry from the past, she writes. It's exhausting. It's crazy-making. Lamont goes on to say in her book, Traveling Mercy, she says, when you reach bottom, you pray, help. She calls that the first great prayer. And man, I can so relate to that. I got a feeling a lot of you out there listening, whether you're here locally in Central Kentucky or listening on podcasts throughout the United States or in foreign countries, that we have at least seven that I know of, that people that listen. You know, when you've run out of ideas about how to change what can't be changed in others or fix what can't be fixed in the world, when you finally realize that the end of your rope is fragile and frayed and you can't hold on 1 second longer, help is the universal first great prayer, the first honest prayer anyone can pray. There's a famous prayer by a man named Thomas Merton that starts out, "My Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself." You know, I think that could actually be said of any of us. And then a prayer that Ann Lamott also wrote says, "Hi, God, I'm just a mess. It is all hopeless. What else is new? I would be sick of me if I were you, God, but miraculously, you are not. I know I have no control over other people's lives, and I hate this. Yet I believe that if I accept this and surrender, you will meet me wherever I am." Wow, can this be true? If so, can we meet this afternoon and say, maybe two-ish, God? Thank you in advance for your company and blessings. You have never once let me down. Amen. Man, can't you relate to that prayer from Ann Lamott that I just read? I know I have no control over other people's lives, and I hate this. Yet, I believe that if I accept this and surrender, you will meet me wherever I am. I want to ask you today, what is it that you need to surrender in your life to God? What situation is it? Is it a rebellious child? Is it a challenging boss? A difficult coworker? A financial burden? What is it you just need to get on both knees and just say, "Jesus, I'm so overwhelmed by this, and I've tried to control it, manipulate it in every way I physically, mentally, and emotionally know how to, but I've got to admit, I know I accept you as Lord and Savior a long time ago, but I've got to make you not just my Savior, I've got to make you Lord of my life, of every part of my life, and give you all the boxes." You know, I talked earlier about my dad saying, just take care of your own box. Well, you know, God created all the boxes, our financial box, our church box, our family box, our work box, our social box, our fun box. God wants to be a part of all those. And I will encourage you today, maybe instead of just help God, and maybe surrender is a better word. And I know a lot of people that are strong-willed, not just men, but there's a lot of strong-willed women I run into, and we think we can do it if we just try a little harder. And yet, at the end of the day, I'm realizing that sometimes God's just like, you know, if you'd like to surrender and let me take this over, I've got a better plan. And just like he used, as I talked in an earlier program about not letting my sports talk radio show work out after 3 years, you know, he used all that to help prepare me for this ministry, Hope Is Here, and how to do a daily radio program and podcast and social media and Facebook and Twitter. And just want to remind you, please follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at Hope Is Here. You'll see our logo. It's in blue letters, white background, Hope Is Here. And then on Twitter, it simply is at Hope Is Here Lex, L-E-X, at Hope Is Here H-O-P-E-L-E-X, and want to encourage you to follow that, or get on our weekly email list. We send a recap with all the podcasts in it. I also let you know what's coming up in the upcoming week. If you'll email me, we'll add you to our email list so you can get a podcast of all our programs and know about what's coming up. You can find that out by simply emailing me at greg@hopeishere.today. That's Greg, G-R-E-G, at hopeishere.today. Email me and say, hey, here's my email. Would you please add me to your list? We'd love you to do that. We've got over 600 people on that right now, and I'd love to add you to that. Susan, my administrative assistant, does a great job, is phenomenal. She will get you added to the list, and we would love to bless you, and then you can forward those to other people and bless them who needs help, which is what we're talking about today. I love this thing in this article by Nancy Kennedy. She said, you know, I'm also learning that when I pray help, I give up the right to dictate what the help will look like. Ouch. Say that again. I'm also learning that when I pray the word help, God, I give up the right to dictate what that help will look like. You know, if I'm honest with you today, and I always am, but if I'm honest with you, you know, sometimes God's answered prayers when I've asked for help, but it wasn't in the way I wanted it answered, so I think he didn't answer the prayer, and yet he did. And you hear me laughing because I've got to laugh at myself because I'm embarrassed to admit that to you, yet I think if some of you think about what I just said, you're like, yeah, I get that, Greg. Then there's also a joke that goes around, says, what's the difference between you and God? God never thinks he's you. Love that. What's the difference between you and God? God never thinks he's you. And yet sometimes we try to play God, don't we? Praying help reminds me that I'm not the one in charge, which is a good thing, because really, who in their right mind wants to be in charge of this mess? So I cry for help, believing that however God chooses to answer, I can always be confident that his help is exactly what I need and will come exactly when I need it. As the psalmist writes, we wait in the hope for the Lord. He is our help and shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. And just like the author Anne Lamott wrote, he has never once let me down, not even once. Amen. Well, my name's Greg Horn. This is Hope Is Here. And hey, I want to invite you to become a financial partner with us. We don't talk about that very often, maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks, but it does cost money to be on the radio and to produce all these podcasts and just to provide the quality of ministry that we want to bless others, and also meet with people individually to give them hope, do counseling and a lot of coffee meetings, just trying to help people get over challenging seasons or road bumps in their life. And so if you'd be willing to make a donation, you can go to our website. There's a donate button there right on the top of the homepage there, especially if you do it on a laptop. If you do it on your phone, we're still trying to work this kink out. Sometimes you have to scroll down a little bit, but you can find the donate button. And if you would just click on it, you can make it secure, make a donation. You could even sign up to do a one-time donation or be a monthly giver. We've got 3 or 4 people that are monthly givers, donate and just set it up through the online giving. But go to our website. It is hopeishere.today, hopeishere.today, and click on that donate button, and we would really appreciate your financial blessing. It is tax deductible. Please think about being a part of that. And also email me. Let me know that you're enjoying the program. That's encouraging, too. I've heard from several of you, and you can do that simply at greg@hopeishere.today. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.